You know, even though individually you score more goals or things like that, that feels good personally. But I know we all want to be playing here in the playoffs, and it's definitely tough.
It seems that Torts has an agenda to start the next year, the next season. Has he outlined that in terms of getting a better start?
Not too much. You know, I think this year it is what it is, and it's over with, and we all got to have good summers. But next year will be his first full year. I know he came in the way he came in, and he kind of had to figure things out and make a plan and get to know the players. So I think next year he has a better grasp of that, and he's going to have everything he needs to get us on the right track.
And Brandon, for you, what goes into a good summer? And do you discuss any of that off-season stuff with your teammates?
Yeah, I know. Well, through exit meetings and things like that, it's something that you talk about and you kind of reflect on the season and think what you can do better, really, and take a look in the mirror. So I know this year didn't go the way a lot of us wanted it to go, and really it's just about training hard and getting ready and prepared for next season, working on what you need to do.
Brandon, from a player's perspective, what do you think needs to change among the players to get this straightened out here?
You know, I just think our consistency. We had some stretches throughout the year where I think we had points in 10 or of whatever, so 13 games or something like that. Our consistency with the start we had, teams go through that, but throughout the year you got to obviously win more than you lose. So just consistently coming every night to play. You see some games where we play top teams and we get the job done and we get a big win, and then other nights we just come out flat and get embarrassed. So that's the biggest thing to me.
Are you able to pinpoint why that's so?
Not really. You know, you could chalk it up to a young group or whatever, but there's really no excuses. It's just being a professional and coming into work every day and bringing that compete level and that hunger to win every day. So it's something everyone just needs to take a look in the mirror and get better at.
Torts had said that he wanted, being a Stanley Cup champion, he wanted to see more leadership out of you. How can you improve that next season?
Well, I think with that consistency, same way. You know, even though I had some big games and some big goals, I think throughout the year I slumped at times, and that kind of falls with the team as well. So just having that attitude of coming hungry every day and bringing that confidence and like you said, leadership, it's something I talked about with Torts, and that's what I want to be on this team.
Did you feel like you had a voice this year of being a new player on the team, or you want more of that next year?
You know, I think for me it's always been actions speak louder than words, and you come in and you're kind of feeling out process early on, and we have good leaders here and good older guys, so they do the majority of the speaking, and I just want to lead by example.
You have playoff experience to draw from, but you were also a new guy here. Was that kind of difficult to raise your voice or say something because you were the new guy here this year?
Not too much. I think at first you're kind of feeling it out and getting your comfort level, but I mean, it's been a full year now, and you get to know these guys quite a bit, and I feel pretty comfortable now, so I don't think it's a problem.
You pinpointed consistency as something that you definitely have to get together next year. But could you see out of the group, especially towards the end of the year, something that stood out to you that you guys felt like you did really well?
Yeah, I think towards the end of the year where we started playing well, and you see that excitement get back in our game. And it was unfortunate that we weren't really playing for much, but to get those wins and string together and have some comeback wins and some big wins for us, it's exciting. And you can tell in the room, you can feel that energy. And even though we had young guys up and different people out of the lineup, we still found a way to get it done, and that's what you have to do in this league.
Brandon, it's 65 playoff games the last 3 years, which is a crazy, crazy number.
Yeah.
What's this like for you to be going home and not have games?
It hurts. You know, it's something that I'm going to think about it quite a bit, especially with the playoffs going on. I try to get away from the game and go on vacation, things like that, clear your head. But at the end of the day, you know, teams are playing and competing for the cup, and knowing that feeling and getting it done before, it's something that definitely hurts this year.
You gonna watch the games?
Yeah, I'll be watching. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
You know what? I got buddies all over, guys from Pittsburgh and guys that I played with. So it's a small league, and you get to know players, and you're excited for whoever does well. But it should be a fun one to watch.
Brandon, how are you physically at the end of the year? Do you need any type of surgery or anything in the offseason that you need to take care of?
No, I feel good. No real issues, and I'm looking forward to getting to go and starting training.
Maybe a stupid question, but I'm using your words. How can a team that has a Brandon Dubinsky, has you, has a Boone Jenner, not be hungry and have that compete level every day? Any idea?
You know, know, it's tough. Those are players who want to win, like you name with Boone and Dubinsky, and our leadership group with how they compete. But at the end of the day, other teams want it just as bad, and it's more than just that. We got to come with the right attitude and the right mindset. We kind of fell in that slump where we were losing games, and we had a lot of games, and it kind of snowballed on us. And that's the same way when you're winning games. So the biggest thing is trying to stop the bleeding when you can, as fast as you can, and we kind of fell into that trap this year.
What is your itinerary for over the summer, Brandon? When are you going to be in Columbus? Where are you planning on spending the bulk of your time?
I'm going to go back to Pittsburgh now and visit family and friends. And I think being 3 hours away, I'll be back and forth quite a bit. I think early on more in Pittsburgh and later on more in Columbus, but that's still something I got to think about.
Brandon, how do you think, you had a coaching change early in the year, and that's an adjustment for everybody in the season. How do you think it's going to help to not have, you know, to have Tortorello and staff in place at the start of next year? How's that going to help you guys, you think?
Yeah, I think when I touched upon earlier, it was a feeling out process for him, and even as us players with slight changes in the systems and the way you play, and also for him to get to know you and know your role and where you're going to fit at. So next year will be, like you said, more comfortable for everyone and with knowing each other. And when you have that feeling, I think you're confident in each other and trust each other and to get the job done.
Do you think you guys are ready to handle the pressure that's going to be on you guys at the start of next year because of this past season start? Is that going to be the tell-all of what you guys have next year?
I think it's all noise. You know, coming in this year is a lot of, you could say, expectations and pressures. And I think we found out fairly quickly that we got to come to play and prove ourselves regardless of what people are saying. So being on one end or the other, it's still about what our group and how we feel about each other and what we're going to bring to the table. So when they're speaking good about you, it feels good. And when they're speaking bad, it is what it is. It's never as good as they say, and it's never as bad as they say. So the biggest thing is just coming to work and proving it for ourselves.
You leave town today with a really clear idea of what training camp was going to be like, I assume.
Yeah, I know it's been touched upon and talked about, and it's going to be tough, but it's part of being a professional and being in shape.
You say you want to be a more of a leader. How do you improve from that standpoint? I mean, I imagine it's easy to, there's drills to work on your slap shot or your speed skating and all that stuff. How do you improve as a leader?
Well, for me, I think it's just coming to work and bringing that competitive edge every day. You know, words can be said, but at the end of the day, if you're not going to back it up with your actions, it's just noise. And so for me, I like to lead by example, and that's through getting better as a hockey player over the summer and working on your weaknesses and coming in as a more complete player next year.